Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to...
I gotta tell you, donating clothing, furniture, household goods, and more to Get Real Thrifty is rewarding. Knowing your contributions means so much to those who need bargain blessings. When you donate to Get Real Thrifty, all proceeds go to fund Jesus Burger, a clothing and food ministry for those that don't have a home or are transitioning. Although donating to other venues is a good thing, Get Real Thrifty has items that are half the price or more compared to others. Stop by 208 East 2nd Street and get real at Get Real Thrifty. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. That'll get you right into me. And our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. Licensed to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those, but you just cannot sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I am here till 9:30. And... Get Real Thrifty. Our thanks goes out to them for being today's Consumer Calls sponsor, one of our newest members to the Consumer Calls family, and we appreciate that. So if you're looking for bargains, get out there and go to Get Real Thrifty. It goes for a good cause, and you'll get some nice things. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Time is 9:30. With that, I'll be right back.
Mike Dutcher, the audio-video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio-video doctor.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. That'll get you into me. And, of course, I'm looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. I've got something here for you. If you are interested in going to see something this evening called the Nitro Circus, I've got tickets here that I'm giving away. If you're interested, please give me a call. That's for tonight's performance, and that's at the Drillers and at the One Oak Field. And that's tonight. And anyway, I believe these are really fairly decent tickets for this evening. I also have tickets for Saturday's performance at the BOK Center at 7 p.m. And these tickets are exceptional because they are club seats. And if you're wanting to go, please give me a call. I have some of those as well. Tonight's performance for Nitro Circus. And then again on Saturday. And with that, let's go ahead and check in with Alan about our weather.
Our summer-like pattern sticks around for the next couple of days, but we do see some changes for the early part of next week. It looks like a strong front will be nearing the area late Monday night or Tuesday morning. This will bring at least a chance for a few showers and storms, but behind the boundary, a reduction in temperature and humidity. So a little bit of fall weather for the middle of next week. This morning, mild to pleasant conditions, and then a high today near 92, sunshine, a few clouds, south winds at 10 to 15. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. It's beautiful out, sunny and blue skies, and it's a high of right now, or our temperature right now at 916 is 75 degrees, and our climb up to our warmer temperatures this afternoon, at least up to about 91, which is not so bad. And then a low of 64 this evening, and Friday about the same, a high of 91, a low of 64. Saturday also a high of 91 with a low of 63. And Sunday looks pretty much the same, and plenty of sunshine to go around. And actually, it's not too hot out there, so that's a good thing. Anyway, listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1AM 1400, 95.1, and 93.3 FM. Tune in at 9:30, the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday day of the month at 9:45 for entertainment info. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank will be in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with Dungis Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:45, join us for Bruin Bus with Thad Dillback. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
Your home for Oklahoma State football in Bartlesville is K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1.
35-30, 25-20, 15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, a 98-yard.
The Pokes play on K1 thanks to Totog Communications, Comforting Hands Hospice, Totel CSI, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, Roman Chevrolet Buick, Bartnett IP, The Recognition Place, your Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance agent, Luana Duncan, First Investment Corporation, Limestone Pharmacy, American Manufacturing, Wheezy's Cafe, and your State Farm insurance agent, Matt Spence.
I'm Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and this is the voice of Bartlesville. Hey, one.
Toughest test of the season thus far for the Pokes on Saturday at Boise State. Kickoff at 8 on K1.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging, breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 Text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings, delivered to you on your phone, only on K1 Text. And you are listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, have you ever shot a gun? 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Have you ever shot a gun? Let me know, and we'll mark it down and see what happens at the end of the day. Anyway, with that, I'll be right back.
K1 loves birthdays. Each morning we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal. From Dink's Pit Barbecue, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Pop's, Daylight Donuts, or Sterling's Grill. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, give us a call. 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner at our K1 Birthday Club.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Bartlesville High Bruin football plays on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now FM 95.1. Bruin football on K1 is brought to you by United Linen and Uniform, Centerfield Financial Group, Senior Salsa, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, The Patriot Otter Group, Chick-fil-A, Dr. Heath Potter, DDS, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, and Wasp Miller Insurance.
Goal, they move Brown in motion. They're going to keep it up the middle. Gilkey has a seam, and he steps into the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville.
Bruin football on K1 and K1TV.com. Also brought to you by Bartlesville Chrysler, Dodge Jeep, and Ram Truck, Tri-County Tech, American Heritage Bank, and Tate Boys Tire and Service. Bartlesville back in action again tomorrow night. The Bruins back at home against the Collinsville Cardinals. A 7 o'clock kickoff here on K1.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:21.
And seeing no phone calls right now at this precise moment, we're going to go ahead and go to our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. And then after that, we'll do our doggone report. And I'll be back with more of the consumer calls in about 4 to 5 minutes.
646. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma app. The price of the U.S. benchmark crude continued to climb on Wednesday, spurred by the Energy Information Administration's weekly report on U.S. crude and fuel supplies. It showed the sixth straight weekly drop for oil inventories. While the drop wasn't unexpected, what was surprising was the size of the drop, almost twice what was expected, as crude inventory showed a 6 million barrel drop in the latest reporting week. Crude levels at the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, dropped by 100,000 barrels. And the decline is in spite of the fact that U.S. production actually went up by 100,000 barrels for the week. Analysts note that there are still storms brewing out in the Gulf. Any one of them could become a storm that would pose more problems for the U.S. Gulf Coast refining infrastructure as well as offshore production. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement estimates that 29% of offshore oil output in the Gulf remains shut in. That's about 500,000 barrels a day in production. While about 39% of natural gas production is down as well, that amounts to more than 1 billion cubic feet a day. The NYMEX October crude contract rose more than 3% on the news, ending at $72.61 a barrel. That's a more than one-month high for the front-month contract. Natural gas prices keep rising as well, not only because of Hurricane Ida, but also because of demand for natural gas-fired electric generation and tight supplies. The NYMEX October natural gas contract rose almost 4% on Wednesday, ending at $5.46 a million BTUs, and that's a more than seven-year high. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that was our Oklahoma Energy Report. Before we go to our doggone report, let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm calling this morning to announce this Monday's upcoming meeting of the Washington County Republican Party. It's an open GOP event that takes place the third Monday of each month at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second. Our featured speaker for this Monday's event will be Dr. David King, whose topic will be the COVID-19 vaccine. All the information we won't be getting from CBS, NBC, or CNN. Next, we go from serious to fun as Jessica Krause gives the details of our upcoming Chili Cook-Off fundraiser, tickets only $25, to be held at the Cooper and Mills Brewery downtown in October with a very special guest, our Oklahoma State GOP Chairman John Bennett. Last but not least, Washington County GOP Vice Chair Alex Johnson will be presenting our calendar of special events being scheduled through the end of the year and beyond, which include an October Boo Fest, Veterans Day Parade, Christmas Parade, and a special state convention in early 22. All are welcome and encouraged to join us this Monday for the Washington County Republican Party's monthly meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the downtown restaurant Crossing Second. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate you, too. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just called to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. It sounded like there was somebody else on the line there too. I just called to answer the Maple Street Meat Market question. Yes, I fired a gun. I'm a veteran.
Okay. All right. we appreciate that. I'll mark you down. So far, we've had four people call in saying yes.
Okay. All right. Great. Have a great day, Sharon.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. 9:26. Let's go to our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, and that is BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down, then highlight the Doggone Report link. Click on it. It'll open up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Of course, it's a free service. Click on the Submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out, answer questions, and at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit the Submit button, it does not go to the website. Just be patient. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. Well, we have a lost male, young, five-month-old mute swan. Now, they need to get him back home because obviously he's handicapped there. He flew from the Shadow Lake Village Lake area early Wednesday of last week. Still haven't found him. So if you do find him or see him, please call Linda at 918-338-2439. And he has brown and white feathers. Anyway, that is our Doggone Report for this morning. Out of time to take any more calls today. But I'll be back in tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls, same time, same station. That's K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now 95.1, serving the Osage County. And anyway, have a pleasant day. And remember to stay healthy, stay out of the sun as much as you can, and if you want these tickets, just give us a call, and we'll set aside some for you, and have a beautiful day.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board, it's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
Jesus did not endure the cross so that you and I would live in a no man's land of lukewarm.